Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay, well, I don't have time to... All right, okay.
This totally unfiltered results here.
Unfiltered.
Thank you. Unfiltered.
Yeah.
Unfiltered. I didn't say filtered,
no,
did I?
No.
I said unfiltered.
Right.
Unfiltered. Okay. How's everybody? Okay. Nice music there, wasn't it, Steve? Yeah. Very nice. I didn't have a chance to look through these to separate the wheat from the chaff. So it could be all wheat, could be chaff. Probably still wheat and chaff, but just, you know. Let's see what we got. Ann Kaiser from Eau Claire. Oh, you're way in back there. Okay, well, I just got to go back there. Excuse me a second. I'm going to ignore you, but Ann Kaiser decided to sit way in back and be the first card on the stack. It's ironic, I guess. But that's just Ann. That's just Ann. Hi. Want to get you to stand up? Just say Ann Kaiser, everybody. Sitting in back here. From Eau Claire.
Yes, from Eau Claire. Yeah. Technically Altoona, but that's a...
That's the big technicality, Altoona. Altoona is growing, though, isn't it?
It is, very much.
By leaps and bounds.
Yes, very
Did
much.
Did you know that you'd be living in such a growth-prone area?
Absolutely. We knew. We saw it long ago.
You did? Where do you hail from originally, then?
Glenwood City.
Where is that?
Between Eau Claire and then the Twin Cities.
Oh!
Population of 888.
Oh, but by now, I bet they're up to 900.
In 12. 912.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. What is this here now? It's your birthday?
It is my birthday. It's my 50th birthday today.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
That's a piece of cake.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's no big. I can't remember it. Was it a big deal? 50? I can't recall. Anyone have one of those recently? It wasn't momentous, not like turning 12. Or 13 was a big one.
I was hoping this was going to be a big deal today.
No, it's nothing really,
okay.
I don't think.
Well, good.
What,
well,
did you want something for you? Yeah, it says, what can I get for free?
Yeah. I figure I'm in Madison. There must be free things on your birthday.
Okay, well, I don't know. People asking for it, I don't usually give it.
Oh,
Sarah.
Oh, I'm feeling generous.
Yeah?
With that, yeah.
Okay, Sarah feels pretty good about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe you should go for a picnic, and you can take with you Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumée. They are great wines from Wollersheim Winery. How's that?
Here you go. Okay. Sit in the park.
Thank you.
Sit in the park.
Thank you very much.
Sit in the Capitol Square. Sit right in front of the governor's office and open those bottles. And see how long you last. You know what I mean? Oh, that should be fun. Good place. Nice trees there and everything. How long does it take for a windmill to pay for itself? What? John Barker. You have a windmill, John?
No.
Oh, you're thinking of getting one? All right, wait, now John is way down in front. Can you people sit in the same place if you're going to... Do you expect me to respond to you? Well, because, you know, like, where are you, John? Okay, John's over here. If I go down... All right, I got to... All right, I should have gone the other way, but I was over on this side, and then how are you? Pretty good?
Yep, doing well.
I'm doing well, thank you.
What are you doing this summer?
This summer, I'm just working here in Madison. It's my grandma's birthday yesterday.
Oh! Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You didn't ask for anything, did you?
Oh, I know.
That's so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Well, let's give her some because she didn't ask for anything.
Wine?
Huh?
Wine?
You want wine?
Well, sure. I love wine.
She loves wine.
There you go. It's the same.
What? Well, you got to say it, don't you?
Yeah. You can.
Otherwise, it doesn't exist if you don't say it.
Well, you can add to your birthday party if you're still celebrating with Wollersheim Wines. Their dry Riesling was named the Wine of the Year at the 2013 San Diego International Wine Competition.
But you're not getting that one. That's too expensive.
That's fine.
The one in the bag. The wine in the bag is great from them. Too. What's your name so we get that?
Janet Ryan.
Put that on the coupon.
Thank you.
All right. Well, happy birthday. All right, let's see now our windmill. And how are you doing?
All right.
You the guy with the windmill?
No, sir.
Do you ever think about a windmill?
I do.
You ever tilt at a windmill or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Is it called quixotic?
I don't know.
Not to your face?
Pardon me?
Well, what do you do anyhow?
I'm a winemaker.
Winemaker. Holy cow. What do we have for him? What do we...
Came from there, visited the winemaker yesterday. Yeah.
Where do you make yours?
Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. What kind of grapes grow in Oklahoma?
Well, we have the Vitis vinifera and also the hybrids that you grow here, too.
Same ones?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you more of a white wine or a red wine?
About half and half. We
make that. That's a cop out. What, are you a rosé guy? Or?
No, sir. We have some great reds, but you're growing some varieties here. We come up to investigate the varieties you're growing here to see if they'll grow in Oklahoma for us, too.
Yeah. Are you going to take some of our varieties back with you?
No. Just took some of your wine back with us.
That'd be illegal, wouldn't it, to ride across state lines?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Is it?
It is illegal.
Oh, I didn't know I was right about something. I'm so pleased with myself for being accidentally right about something. And this year... Was this a good year for wine down there in Oklahoma?
No, it's not. We had late freezes. We had freeze damage. And so that's why we're doing some investigation to find the varieties that will grow better for us down there.
Yeah. Well, they can survive Wisconsin. They should be fine. We have something for you, actually. What do you think?
Wine?
Hurry up, because the windmill guy wants
this. Okay. Well, how about a bottle of Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumé from where you were yesterday, Wollersheim Winery?
Yeah. You probably bought some, but here's some more for you. As a winemaker, he deserves that much. All right, go through here. Windmill? Windmill?
No.
Windmill?
One more.
Oh, him. One more. I resigned to this whole discussion. Does he want a windmill?
He does.
And what do you think about that?
I think it's cool.
You do? What? You married the right person. You're itching to stand up unless you're really tall.
Yeah,
sit down. Otherwise, I'm talking to your pocket protector here. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Yes. You're
John Barker.
John Barker.
I'm from Florida.
You live in Florida?
Yes.
And where is that? The Village is. What is that?
The Village is a retirement village just a little below Ocala, northwest of Orlando.
Yeah. You have to get. How do you get out of that village? They let you out?
They let you out. It's cool because they have. It's completely golf cart accessible. You drive a golf cart everywhere.
Is that how you got here, by golf cart?
Yes. Yes.
On golf cart.
They wouldn't really let me drive it to here because of state laws, but all around there you can. So it's
Are you from down there originally? Or?
No, I'm originally from New Jersey, but I was in Florida since 58.
Because you started developing an accent there. It's not a Jersey accent anymore.
No.
Did you have to work hard to lose that?
Not really. No, I'd like to pick up accents wherever I go.
And the windmill thing, what is it? You're tilting at this windmill. What is it a dream you've always had?
No, you look at it, and the way they're conserving from putting carbon monoxide and everything else into the air for making electricity, it's just so nice seeing the windmills up there producing electricity and not destroying the environment.
But do they allow them in the villages there?
We don't get enough wind down there, except in hurricanes, and that wouldn't, work that time.
All at once, it's not. If you could store it, it would be cool.
That would be, but seeing it up here is just great.
How about some wine? Go out and stare at a windmill with a good bottle of what?
Domaine de Sac. Yeah. How about that? From Wollersheim Wine.
Is that right?
Well, thank you.
Everyone else is
good.
There
you go. Thank you very much. Yeah,
thanks for coming up here and seeing us. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz. Pardon me, how you guys doing? Good. Elvis Presley, Graceland. We've been to Memphis, too. Oh, yeah? Did you see Sun Studios? Isn't it cool? Cool tour. And how are you? Good? Good. See you. We have to play. We don't have to play. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz. But we have to do is read the four disclaimers. Before we can play the quiz, by law, we're regulated on this. Quiz law goes way back. That's before Taft-Hartley, there was quiz law. And reading them today, we have...
Mary Crave.
Mary, I'll hand this to you, and I'll get out of your way.
Thank you. The four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, cockroaches learn not to trust vacancy signs on roach motels. Three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. And number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Thank you very much. Well done. Hey, job well done. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz. All those years of schooling, and what do you get for it? A pat on the back and a certificate. Here's a chance to capitalize on that by playing. That's right. I'll say once again, the What Do You Know quiz. I don't see any volunteers right now. Oh, okay. Our friend here from, where are you from? I don't believe it. You don't have the accent. Come on, Switzerland. Come on down here. Let's find out. Anything for international misunderstanding, I say. He's not really from Switzerland. He's putting it on. I know he's not really. That's just from Little Switzerland, right?
Little Switzerland, yeah. Okay.
How are you? Just down the road there.
Fine.
How's the skiing this winter? Is it good?
Was okay, yeah. It was lots of snow. Lots of snow.
And now at East Troy, they had a lot of snow?
Yeah, no. No, in Switzerland.
Oh,
you know?
In Switzerland, okay. Then you really are from there.
Yeah.
And your name is?
Heider.
Heidler?
Heider. H-E-I-D-E-R.
Heidler?
Heider.
Heider?
Yeah.
Heider?
But call me George. That's my second name. It's much
easier. All right, George, I can do that.
Yeah, that's much better.
You have to give me one good reason why you should play this quiz, and then you qualify.
Oh, I love to have something new.
Okay, that's not a good reason, but it's not my problem anyway. Come on down, George. Come on down.
You don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. It's the best feeling, isn't it? When you don't know what it is, but it's new. That's, I can understand. Have a seat there, if you would, on that Naga hide.
Oops.
George, you know, took out our set.
It's a little bit tired.
They don't have Naga hide benches in
No,
Switzerland?
That's a little bit too.
You don't have Howard Johnson's in Switzerland?
No, not too many, no.
No? One,
no.
Maybe?
McDonald's.
Oh, you have that, okay. Yeah, I'm going to call you George, okay.
That's okay.
Because I can't say it without thinking Hitler.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. That's not a good one.
No, not to associate with it, but you know, it's just similar in sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's George.
George, yeah, okay.
So what do you do over there, and what are you doing here?
Retired. I'm retired.
Retired there and here?
No, I come over here to visit friends.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What field are you trained in, or were you in?
Engineering.
Engineering?
Yeah.
Like?
Mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering?
Mechanical engineering.
Things that are mechanical, like bridges and?
Yeah, no, material science.
Material science.
So material science.
I hear these terms. I don't know. You know, engineers.
Oh, but they are good, you know.
They don't want to talk about what they do, so they give you all these material science. What does that mean? Material science.
Learn everything about how to build bridges with what materials.
Well, shouldn't you know that by now? I mean, how many different materials can you put in a bridge? Is concrete, iron, or
put
steel?
Some nano on top of that, you know.
Nano?
Yeah.
Like little tiny
little,
bridges?
Little tiny things.
You're building little tiny nano
bridges? No, the bridges are big, you know. Bridges are big.
So there's nanotechnology now in bridges?
Oh, yeah.
How could you get out of it at a time
paintings,
like this?
Paintings and so on, you know, paint. On top of it and so on. In the paint. Surprises you?
I'm trying to understand what this all means. There's nanotechnology in the paint on bridges.
Yes.
There's not.
There is.
You could tell me anything and I'd agree with it because you have a very dignified accent.
Okay.
And you sound, and you're an engineer and it sounds like you know what you're talking about, but you're lying to my face. Why would you do that?
I would never do that. I would never lie to you, you know.
No. Why would you use a nano in the paint? Why would you put nanos in your paint?
Gives better properties against weathering and so on.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you... Isn't that kind of expensive to make paint out of little nanoparticles?
It was, but it's getting better and better.
Yeah.
You know, prices are coming down.
But you don't care because
like
you
that.
Got out of that whole business anyway.
Yeah. It's a long
less.
Time ago.
Yeah. Is there a bridge that bears your name, or that you?
No,
that
no, not really, not really.
Because you put the most work.
I'm not that famous.
No, but I mean, is there a bridge that you worked on that should have your name?
No.
Tunnel.
No.
Bus stop.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing of that kind. No.
Overpass.
No.
Did you ever adopt a highway in Switzerland? Because it's the engineers.
They don't have that system in Switzerland.
Yeah, but they should get the credit.
Yeah,
the
you're right. You know, one should. You know?
Name it after some banker or something like that.
I have to go back and tell him, you know, that you told me.
Yes, tell him. Okay, well, it's very nice to have you here. And who are we visiting in Madison?
Oh, over here? Barbara Erdman? Yeah.
Oh,
over
hi.
There.
Yeah, all of them?
Yeah. And my wife sitting over there?
You're visiting your wife? You left your wife here and you go back? That's what a great
idea. Not bad, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You Swiss have got it made.
You know, we met 40 years ago over here when we were students in Cornell.
Oh, is that right?
Cornell University. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that something?
And we met, and now we visit again and see each other. And, good.
That's good. Every 40 years is about the right rate, I would think.
Can't do it too often, you know.
Because the thrill would be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. This way that keeps it going. So this is a general knowledge quiz, George.
Yeah.
That's your second name, right?
Yes.
I feel kind of stupid.
It is. No, that's okay.
Okay. I'm going to say it anyway. George, because the general knowledge quiz, someone out there will play along with you in the quiz, and you get three right, basically. It's really easy. Piece of cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? Yes?
Let's try it.
But how do we do that, though, Sarah Nix?
Well, you're going to have a partner.
What's the procedure?
Call on the phone.
No.
Why are you condescending to me?
And the number to dial is 1-800-942-5669. Oh. And you ask them this qualifying question.
How are they going to remember that number?
Well, they could remember it as 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Whack.
Whack without a C.
I don't know.
Or 1-800-942-5669.
Okay. What? Okay. Here's the question then. If you get this, you can qualify here to play with George. What will a hamburger made from artificial meat run you these days? This is the Netherlands. They made a hamburger entirely in the laboratory.
No kidding.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, huh? You should have gone into this.
Interesting, yeah.
Meat. Science.
Big future. Yeah.
Meat science. Yeah. And there's apparently they're making several of them. They're having a dinner party or something, just from some donor or something. But it's rather pricey. And with how many thousands of dollars must they get within this to get the hamburger when it...
Five?
To qualify, therefore. Within what? $5,000?
Yeah.
Okay. What will a hamburger made from artificial meat in the laboratory run you? So here's the question, and here's the answer. Mike is in Radford, Virginia. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Doing great.
Is this early for you or late?
No, this is about the right time. I mow my grass every Saturday with you keeping me company.
You're on grass? Did you say you're high on grass, Mike? Because I don't know if
not. No, just in the yard and high on yard work.
Okay. All right, that's the way to do it. Mike, hamburgers can be made now in the laboratory, but they're kind of pricey. A hamburger from artificial meat in the laboratory will run you how much in thousands of dollars?
Let's try 5,000.
Oh, no, you can't get them for that. Not even a slider for 5,000.
Not even the bun and the condiments. Okay.
No. Oh, sorry, Mike.
Well, I could revise that for you.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know, in fairness.
I do spend every Saturday with you, Michael.
I know. I appreciate that. That's worth another $5,000, and still won't get you there.
Okay.
Okay. Try us again, though. Okay.
Bye. Hey, I will. I promise.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you. Norman's in Cleveland Heights.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine, Norman. How are you?
I'm awake now.
Yeah, we have someone here from Cleveland. Are you from the Heights, too, ma'am? Close by the Heights. She's in the depths, the Cleveland depths. Nearby. It's right next to the Heights, actually. So, Norman, artificial hamburger made in the laboratory. It's a laborious process, painstaking work. I'll tell you, it costs thousands and thousands of dollars. What's your best guess on that?
Well, I don't know how much it would cost, but you're asking how much it would run. I would imagine that it would run me to the bathroom real quick.
You'd run to the artificial bathroom really quick, you think? Yes.
Okay, $3,000.
Oh, come on. Norman! No, sorry.
Girl.
Going the wrong direction.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, you're running. You're going the wrong direction. Nick's in La Crosse. Nick, you got this, don't you?
Oh, I have no idea. I'll guess $25,000.
Nick, I like you, Nick, because you're from La Crosse, and we're going to be there next week, by the way.
At the Turbo, yes.
At the Turbo. Thought I should mention that a few more times. Next week. Tickets still available. Nick, but I'll give you a hint. It's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, okay. Well, let's try. try.
Pretty good hint there, huh?
$100,000.
Oh, Nick. Well, see you next week in lacrosse at the Turbo, though.
Okay.
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 Bye now. Okay.
Bye.
Rod. Hey, Rod.
Yeah.
In Norman.
Yeah.
How you
morning,
doing?
Alec.
Yeah, you had some weather there, huh?
Oh, dodging tree limbs right now.
Oh, my God. You know, I was in there. We were in Norman one time when this strange front moved. I mean, it really is strange weather over Norman for some reason. And a circular front moved in, but it was like a disc, like a flying saucer. Did you ever see one of those?
The tornado that came through Oklahoma City last night was like a small hurricane.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. You're okay in your area there, Norman? Okay.
Yeah, it started heading south, and we packed up the dogs, and we almost made it to Noble, along with everybody else.
Yeah. That's with pass now, though, you're just picking up now, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of damage around here.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry to hear it. But there's still the What Do You Know quiz. How's that for relief?
How about 155,000?
325,000 is right. Yes, you hit it right on the nose. Right on the nose. Unbelievable. That's how much it would cost you. It must be. And cheeseburger is actually 5,000 extra. So. So what line are you in, Rod?
I'm a letter carrier, city carrier.
Oh, you are? Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm taking my lunch break now.
Oh, you are? Okay. So they can wait just a little bit longer, can't they? They'll get there. They'll get there, man.
Yeah, well, the plant lost power, so it's going to be an easy day.
Oh, okay. Wow. Rod, this is George. This is George. He's from
George.
Switzerland.
Hello, Rod.
George is his last name, so you can call him Mr. George, I guess.
Come on.
I could call him Hender, too.
Yeah. Okay, good. You got that. Okay, call him whatever you like. The two of you are a team right now. You work together, and we have various categories. Sarah, next, don't we?
Yes, and they are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Rod, you pick first one. What would you like?
How about odds and ends?
Odds and ends could be anything. Yes, it is. The Earth's core. Some changes in the Earth's core. Is it, or has there been? Is it hotter, colder, or just right? Latest measurements of the Earth's core. They use, I don't know if they use x-rays or something.
Yeah. George, you're the engineer.
Yeah, you're the engineer.
Well, getting hotter.
Hotter, you think?
Hotter.
He says hotter, right? You
go
with it? Yes, hotter.
I could go with that.
Great.
He's a good engineer. He's right. Okay. It's up 1,000 degrees from what they expected to find. Up now 6,000 degrees centigrade. He's here thinking about visiting. That would be...
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
All right. George?
Science.
All right. Did the oldest known great ape that's been discovered, the Barcelona ape, walk upright or somewhat stooped? We found this fossil, of course. Yeah.
Somewhat stooped?
Somewhat stooped, he says.
I could go with that.
It's not his field.
Upright.
You know, he's totally out of his field now.
He might have been upright, George.
Might have been.
I would still stay with stoop.
You know these Swiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no talking to them.
I don't know, George.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to say stooped.
Okay.
Stooped?
Stooped.
Rod, you have to agree with him. Or not.
Okay.
Huh?
Or not. I think by the fossil evidence, I believe he was, they think he may have been more upright by his spine.
What do you say to that, George?
More upright? Okay. I could go with that, you know.
Okay, upright. He was upright. Yeah, he was surprisingly upright. He had very good posture for a fossilized great ape.
That's two right and zero
okay.
wrong.
Okay. This is tough working with him.
The categories remaining...
You know, engineers know everything.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Categories remaining, current events, people, places, or things you should have learned in school.
Rod, back to you.
How about things we should have learned in school?
School, okay. Spell canadal. They have canadles in Norman?
I've never heard of them.
Canadelach? A nice bowl of canadelach?
Isn't that what the girl won the spelling bee with?
Right, canadel.
Never heard of it.
Never had. You don't have canadles in
what is a canadel?
It's a matzo ball.
It's a what?
Matzo ball.
Yeah, matzo ball. Capital K or. How did you spell that, Michael?
I don't know. I got it wrong. It starts with a K-N. I'll give you that. Okay, canadel.
Yeah, K-N-A-D-A-L.
K-N-E.
No. K-N-A.
K-N-A.
K-N-A-D-A-L. Canadel.
No, it's not a town in Oklahoma.
No.
I'm from Canadel. Well, it's about... okay. Canadel. Okay. K-N-A-D-A-L. Try to get a whole... Canade.
Rod, you have to do that.
Canade L. Canade. Come on, Rod, work with me here.
E-L?
Huh?
E-L?
Come on, you got to read those letters, those addresses and stuff. You should get them. You should be able to do this. K-N. Aide L. This is like remedial Yiddish or something. Sound it out.
Yeah. K-N. A-D-A-L.
A.
I.
Please don't say A-I. A-I.
Canade. Canade.
Audience.
A-I-D-A-L.
D. L.
L.
Like L. All. L. E-L? L?
E-L?
L? Okay, now put it all together. What do we have? Canadelach, that's what you got.
K-N-A-D-A-L.
Okay, I'll accept that. All right.
Thank you.
Because our letter carriers have to go through so much trouble. Figuring out all those things written on letters that aren't even letters.
That's three right and zero wrong.
Of the alphabet. They've won.
They have, in fact, won.
So can they quit and go home? Can he get on with his route? Or?
Yes, that is possible. Or they could risk it all.
But what do you mean?
I'm on my lunch break. Let's go for it, George.
Oh, run. Okay, we'll do that.
He's sandbagging it, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Okay, so you got to get this next one right, and you can win everything. Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly correct. Yes.
If you get it wrong, they lose everything, though, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So what do we have left then?
Current events, people, or places.
Okay. George, is it back to you? I think it is.
Current event places.
Current events right out of the news. Okay.
Let's try it.
Which is the world's happiest nation? According to I don't know who they asked. Maybe they asked people who lived in it. I have no idea, but it's. I guess it's recurring, the repeaters, world's happiest nation on the planet.
Ties?
Would it be Sweden?
No.
No. He's been to Sweden, you know, like Sweden.
Yeah.
No,
it's not Sweden.
Swedes. It's not Switzerland.
Any hints, Michael? Well,
yes, it's a very large nation. This nation is so big, it could be a continent.
Australians?
I didn't say that. Don't ask me to give hints. You know, I give like the worst hint. I always give the answer when I give a hint. The wrong guy to ask. So you're saying it's Australia? This number, the world's happiest nation, Australia? That's what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Rod, are you saying that too?
Yeah, I'll go with it.
Yes, it's a tribute to the abundance of Fosters in Australia. Holy cow! How did they ever get there? They're very happy there.
George, Ben Sidran's book, There Was a Fire, Jews, Music, and the American Dream, will be what you're discussing over lunch with none other than Ben Sidran himself at Madison's Blackhawk Country Club on Tuesday, June 11th, sponsored by the Madison Public Library Foundation to benefit the 2013 Wisconsin Book Festival.
Are you going to be here?
June 11th?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Well, after that, you can imagine a breathtaking view.
You can sell the tickets. Sell them.
Okay,
you get a good piece of,
good idea.
Yeah, sell them.
Imagine a breathtaking view of the Gulf of Mexico wearing a Shaggy's Biloxi Beach t-shirt. Use a multicolored pen from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center to write your idle musings on a classy notepad from the Greater Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. And tell your sticky wickets from your big flops by consulting What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Rod, start your day ahead of the game with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend and banish the afternoon blahs with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. Examine marriage and love, grief, regret, and hope in The Obituary Writer by Ann Hood from W.W. Norton and Company. Combine sharply defined reality with a surreal leap of the imagination in Wyleen Dunbar's My Life with Corpses, published by Harcourt. And lighten up by reading essays like The Grateful Living and Instructions to the Pallbearers in Roger Rosenblatt's Anything Can Happen, Notes on My Inadequate Life and Yours, also from Harcourt. Congratulations to you both.
Whoa.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Yeah. Thanks, Rod. Thanks for playing. Best of luck to you down there. Nice. And our best to everyone down there. And George, did a great job.
Thank you very much.
Send you back with some tickets you can't use.
Hey, lacrosse fans, we'll be in your corner of Wisconsin next week at the Viterbo Fine Arts Center. Tickets are going fast. Get yours by calling 608-796-3100 or by visiting notmuch.com. Click over to notmuch.com to keep the What Do You Know fun going throughout the week. You can join our Facebook family, enjoy Michael's tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com.